Blog Talk Radio.
To worship. I was created
to worship you by the singletons. Amen. And their father and grandfather will be with us on tomorrow to do a live interview. Amen. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. Amen. You're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Of course, our founder is myself, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and co-hosting along with me is the lovely Minister Ruby Larry. Okay. Amen. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower our listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. How many are ready to pursue their destiny? Amen. And you don't owe no man an apology. Amen, because we all have a destiny in Christ Jesus. We are mandated to teach and preach this gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. And we're standing firmly on our foundational scripture, which says in Ephesians 2:20 that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We air daily, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. And of course, we invite you to tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and share with us about 30 minutes of corporate prayer before you go into your houses of worship. I know 7 a.m. is good for us on the West Coast. Many of you all on the East Coast will already be in your services, but we'll be praying for you also on early Sunday morning prayer. Tune in expecting to hear and receive some fresh oil. How many want some fresh oil from God Almighty? Our call-in number is the same for every segment. It's 858-683-1334. Amen. That call-in number again is area code 858-683-1334. And this is for all of our segments. You can also email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or mail us any prayer requests or praise reports that you would like us to share on this broadcast. Our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702. That's Stockton, California, at 95205. Also, we would like to invite you to like our page on Facebook at New Destiny Ministries. Also, we're on Twitter at New Destiny. Again, that Twitter account is at New Destiny 54. We also encourage you to listen online at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can hear in our archives these messages in their entirety. Amen. Somebody say, don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to bring our speaker up. And how many is looking for a word? How many need a word? Hallelujah. Sometimes we're looking for something that we don't need. But how many know that you can say with all sincerity today, I need a word from the Lord? I don't know about you, but I need a word today. Hey, glory to God. I need some fresh oil today. Amen. I need a logos word, a word that can help me in my situation right now. Amen. You don't need it on tomorrow. You need it right now because tomorrow is not promised. Amen. So I'm looking for some fresh oil for today. Amen. So we're going to Sister Ruby. God bless you, Sister Ruby. How are you today?
Oh, blessed of the Lord. God bless. We just thank you.
Blessed in the Lord.
Blessed of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. We just thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, once again for this broadcast and airing. And Lord Jesus, if we said or done anything that was against your precious stone or word or holiness, anointing, we repent because we don't want you to send a word down here and it be hindered to your precious people. You know you love your people. You say you took a people out of people. Hallelujah. For that, we're grateful that you would allow us to come into your kingdom, kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and pull us up out of darkness one day, head of all, oh Lord, into your marvelous light. And you forgave us. You said repent, and you will bring us back into your royal family. Hallelujah. We had a family, Lord Jesus, that was a natural one. Some of us didn't even know that we was going to go to a spiritual family, and you were the overseer in charge of it. You set this order. You set the laws from the beginning of the Bible. Then, after that, you sent down, because the word wouldn't keep them. You sent down Jesus Christ and was born out of woman to come in and to save us and die and bring us back into right relationship for you for that. And, Lord, I'm so grateful. I don't know what to do. I just thank you for this broadcast. I just thank you for each and every one of your children. You said all souls are yours, every one of them that you sent to this broadcast. I mean, men and women, godly anointed, hallelujah, give up their precious time to bring what does say the Lord. And as Evangelist Bernard said, we need a word from the Lord. And Lord Jesus, you just been carrying it out. You every day you send us a more rhema word, a more rhema anointing. The women and men of God, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the preachers, everybody that you send out here, Lord Jesus, you have sent it in with the anointing. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you for this broadcast. You and we thank you for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. I've been going with her going on 3 years now, so I know her, Lord Jesus. And she does your will and she does your way. Hallelujah. We thank you for her. Listen to your heart. And down here for your precious people. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the anointing that you send down on this broadcast. When men and women can't come, these godly men and women of God, Lord Jesus, you have a ram in the bush. And it's just getting higher and higher. Each day going higher and higher. I say, Lord, oh, I don't know. I can't take it. You're sending in the prophetess. Hallelujah. You're sending Prophetess Glover. Then you're sending Prophetess Darlene. Then all of them. If I go on and keep naming, I'm going to get in trouble because I may leave somebody out. But you know all of them, Lord. You know their address. You know their DNA, and you know what you got to sign for them. Hallelujah, to bring up that word of life that you have put down in them with their ministry to your precious people on this broadcast with me and Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, and your precious people getting this word of life because, Lord Jesus, without hearing from you, we're nothing. Without hearing from you, we're going to fail. Without hearing from you, we'll be just like a ship without a sail. We'll be our own way and own mind. But Lord Jesus, we just thank you today. And we just praise you and we love you. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to bless the speaker that's coming on today. Hallelujah. Give him a rhema word to go higher than what has been all this week. You have proven to us that you go higher and higher. Hallelujah. And I think Sister Vernon said the secret place is in your word. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you this afternoon. We pray you know, I get excited. Hallelujah. When they ask me. I'm going to get off now. But, Lord, we just thank you. We love you. We ask you to bless the ones in archive, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Lord, look how God, you got us all over there. And you know what? I just have to say this again. I keep saying, I just keep wondering how far and how wide that you're taking this Block Talk Radio. And sure enough, you said the sister came on the line and prayed with us. She called us all the way from Trinidad. Hallelujah, Australia. Lord Jesus, you're so awesome. We love you. We give you the praise and all the glory. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shedding. We pray for Evangelist Cummings, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know where she at. You know what she needs, Lord Jesus. And have our prayers surrounded in her home with her family, her husband, and her children, Lord. And in that, wherever she's at, Lord, send your angels there to minister to her, because you have assigned angel to each and one of us in our life. And we say thank you. We love you and give you the glory. And all the praise belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Amen. So with no further ado, we want to bring our speaker on. Truly, this man of God don't need an introduction. He's been a friend to this radio broadcast and this ministry. He's been a friend to me and all of our listeners that come on each and every day, week in and week out. Amen. He has been a great, great supporter of this ministry and also have taken us to another level. We're on YouTube and Twitter and all over the place, and I just thank God for him being a willing servant. Amen. You know, some people make complaints and, I mean, have excuses and, oh, I don't have time for this and I don't have time for that. I tell you, as fast as we get off this line, this man of God have downloaded this material and have it on Facebook and available for people to listen right after the broadcast. So he has been a valuable and a priceless jewel to this ministry. And I know if he's that valuable and that priceless with us, I can imagine, amen, the place that he have in God. Woo! Glory to God. He is an awesome man. He's a wonderful teacher, a wonderful preacher, and we just love him. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Minister Liberal Democrat. Somebody might say, well, what is his given name? Well, when he get ready to give you that, that'll be on him. But that's his handle. Amen. We don't question these producers and all of these celebrities when they take on their own identity with their name. So in due time, he'll be able to give you just that. Amen. So we just love him and thank God for him. So all we want to tell him is preach the word, speak the word. We all need a word from the Lord today. God bless you, man of God. All right. Where is he at?
All right.
Amen. There he is.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, because I was trying to get the wires and everything together. Unplug the fax machine. Hallelujah. Amen. So y'all let me know if I go out or whatever, and I'll just bring it to the other line or whatever. But amen, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Amen, amen. So it's important, amen to God, to know the company that you keep. Amen. Hallelujah, amen to God. So I'm encouraged, amen to God, when I come on this line, amen to God, and I'm around praying people, amen, because if I'm around praying people, it's going to make me pray, amen. If I'm around preaching folk, hallelujah, it's going to make me preach, right? Amen to God. So, and the same thing goes for the negative, amen. So we just got to remember, amen to God, our environment affects us, our atmosphere, amen, affects us, amen. So I thank and praise God for the accolades that the woman of God that gave me. I thank and praise God, amen, to God for the overseer, amen, 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 evangelist Adrian Bernard, amen, the armor bearer, amen, Sister Ruby Larry, amen. Those are some praying women of God, amen, people who can get a prayer through, amen. And that's the iron that we're talking about, amen. When you look back in the Bible and you look back inside of the tabernacle, amen, amen, amen. The church back then, there were some high priests that took care of the church, and they lived in the church. They abided in the church. Amen. And when they had to eat, the Bible says that there was a table of sure bread. And the preachers, when they would eat their bread, the Bible says that, amen, that they had a table that was, it would only go up to just below your knees. And so in order for those to eat that lived inside of the tabernacle, they had to get down on their knees to eat. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying, you know, about Sister Ruby and the evangelist and all of you that have changed your spiritual address. And now you living in the house of the Lord. Amen to God. So in order for you to eat, you're going to have to get down on your knees like them high priests did when they got the table of sure bread. So this is why we see lines like this being blessed, because, amen to God, how they are eating. Amen. They're not standing up to eat, but they found the secret out. Amen. If I'm going to eat, if I'm going to get revelation, amen to God, I'm going to have to do like those high priests did in the tabernacle. And I'm going to have to, amen to God, get like on that table of sure bread. I'm going to have to get down on my knees and gather around with all the other men and women of God, and so we can eat together. So when I say iron sharpens irons, that means that, amen to God, Sister Ruby Larry, amen to God, and evangelist Adrian Bernard have been living in the tabernacle.
My
amen
God.
To God, and not only are they living in the tabernacle, amen, and I often call her the midwife, amen, because she is helping birth some of these gifts. People that are calling in that had stopped preaching, now that they have called in and they got around the iron, they're preaching again. Many people have stopped praying, but amen to God, because they had lost all of their strength. But amen, when you eating inside of God's house, hallelujah, amen to God, and you found the secret out like those high priests' secret. They said, amen to God, if I'm going to eat in the side of the house of the Lord, I'm not in just my house now. I'm not in Burger King. I'm not, amen to God, in any restaurant. I'm not in McDonald's. But in the house of the Lord, if I'm going to eat, if I'm going to get revelation, if I'm going to get word of wisdom, if I'm going to do word of knowledge, I'm going to have to do like those high priests did. Mm. And they stood around the table of sure bread, and the table didn't go up to their waist, and so you couldn't just sit down at a table. You had to get down on your knees. Amen to God, I can understand that the intercessors that's on this line know what I'm talking about. Amen to God, that when you begin to eat, amen, you can understand that, amen to God, now I get revelation, because now when I eat different. Because when I eat, my posture changes. Amen, I'm not standing up when I'm eating, I'm getting on my knees to eat. And so when I'm on my knees when I'm eating, I'm not, Lord said, Lord, show me this, Lord. You know, what is this? What is it? Because God is speaking to me. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man, but God has in store for us. But then the Bible goes on, and people don't quote this scripture a lot because they're not on the knees. The Bible says, but it has been revealed to them that love the Lord. So, amen to God, there's a revelation knowledge that comes from being obedient. There's a revelation knowledge that comes from eating like their pastors did in times of old. There's a revelation that comes when you're getting on your knees and eating, amen to God. Say, yes, I want revelation. Yes, I want knowledge. Yes, I want understanding. Amen. But to get all of that, amen, I have to eat first. Amen, amen. So we thank and praise God that iron sharpen iron. If you want wisdom, if you want understanding, if you want revelation, and you are on this line, and you preaching for the Lord, and you are intercessing for somebody, amen to God, and you are doing something for God, amen, it's time to change your posture when you're eating. Hallelujah. It's time, amen to God, to do like the pastors of old and the high priest of old when they entered into the tabernacle, and they realized that, amen, that they had to eat this food, but this food was down low. Amen. They got on a table there, and to get down to that table, yes, they could have went bent down and picked the food up, but that's not how God wanted them to eat. God had a process. God said, if you're going to eat this spiritual food, amen, you're going to have to get down on your knees. Amen. And when you're down on your knees, amen to God, you're eating spiritual food, and that bread was a type and a shadow, amen to God, of a word of wisdom, of a word of knowledge. And if you, amen to God, as trying to get wisdom from God, and you're trying to get understanding from God, amen to God, you're going to have to do like these intercessors on this line doing. Amen. You start hearing them speaking words and whatnot, and you're like, Lord, they spoke a word, a rhema word into my life like they lived in my house. That's because, amen, amen, they posture. Amen. When they're eating their food spiritually, they are on their knees, and God is feeding them stuff. And, amen, you watch and see those of you that have been fasting. Amen. The overseer said, I want y'all to fast for another 21 days. And you watch and see, amen to God, when you start putting that literal food in your body and you're putting spiritual food in and you are on your knees while you're eating, amen, God is going to do a thing. Mm. Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens it up.
Hallelujah. Iron sharpens. I know too much about him. I know too much about him. I know too much about him in my heart. Oh, I know too much about him. I know too much about him. I know too much about him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Said I know too much about him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, in my heart. Whoa, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. In my heart, somebody says a city called heaven, a city called heaven, a city called heaven somewhere. Oh, I got to make it, help me to make it, a city called heaven somewhere. Well, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. In my heart, oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. In my heart, well, I know too much about him. I know too much about him. I know much about him in my heart. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We know too much about you, God. Hallelujah. We know, God, hallelujah, that it's a blessing, amen, when you feed your children. We understand, God, that it's no coincidence that we are all calling to this line today, God. We understand that it's not a coincidence. Amen, that everyone here, amen, to God, is tuning in, amen. Whether they're tuning in, oh God, hallelujah, in the archives, whether they're going to tune in an hour from now, and whether they are listening on their phone, whether they're listening from a hospital bed, wherever they're listening from, God, whether they're sitting in their car, wherever they're at, God, amen, they were supposed to be here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we speak that decree into this phone line. Amen to God. I was supposed to hear this, somebody said out loud. I was supposed to hear this message today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, right now, God. We speak right now, we decree and declare that the rhema word is going to come forward, oh God. And that somebody, God, hallelujah, that amen from this, God, we are commissioning, God, your priests, your preachers, your teachers, your prophets. Amen to God, from this conversation. Amen. To start eating differently, God. To their posture changes, oh God. When they eat, that they will get on their knees, oh God. Hallelujah. And ask for revelation from you, God, so you can continue to give them that rhema word. So every time they pray over somebody, God, you will release a rhema word. Every time they speak, you release a word of knowledge. Every time they preach, God. Oh, God, that rhema word will spill, God. We speak this on this line. Amen. And we commission every soul that's on this phone. We speak this not from the Holy Ghost, but by permission that if you change the way you eat, hallelujah, spiritually, and start getting down on your knees, God is going to give you revelation. We speak that into your life even now in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We understand that the body is affected because of our eating patterns. Science has proved it. You've seen it on television. Dietitians have talked about it. The body is affected how you carry yourself. If you, those of you that work in corporate America and you sit in certain chairs, many of you have ended up going to chiropractors because of how you position yourself while you're typing in that chair. So how you posture yourself affects your body. So in the natural, if you understand that how you sitting, how you maneuvering is affecting your body, understand in the spiritual, it's the same thing. If we are not on our knees when we pray, a lot of times, the Bible talks about it, we pray amiss. In other words, you have to be in a specific position to get word from God. We understand that, amen to God, that when babies are born, and many of us heard this several times, amen to God, when a baby is being delivered, amen to God, he can be in there for 9 months. He can play around and turn around and do whatever. When it's time for him to be delivered, he has to be in a specific position. And if that baby is not in that position, the doctor's going to reach up inside of the woman and physically turn that baby around, and then the child can get delivered. And many of us, it's time for you to be delivered. Those of you that have been praying for certain situations, that have been going through certain things, you've been going through financial situations, you've been going through relationship situations, you've been going through health situations. But it's time for you to be delivered. You called into this line, and God wants you to know today it's time for you to be delivered. Just like that baby had, it's time to be delivered. You might have went through something longer than 9 months. It takes a baby 9 months to be delivered. You might have been going through 9 years. You might have been going through, amen, weeks and other years. But God is saying today it's time for you to be delivered. But like with that baby, when the baby is being delivered and the baby is being born, amen, it has to turn into a specific position. Amen. And those of you that have been going through and been saying, Lord, I need deliverance from this. I need deliverance from that. God said, it's time for you to be delivered, but now it's time for you to turn in a specific position. Just like I said about those high priests when they would go into the temple, amen to God, and they would eat. Before they would eat, they had to get into position. They had to get on their knees before they can get to the table. Sure, bread only went up, amen to God, to just below their knees. So to eat, they had to be in position. Amen. And I'm telling those of you that's on this line today that you've been praying for deliverance. You've been praying for God to move you out. Lord, I need deliverance from this. I need deliverance. God, I've been going through this for a long time. It's been bothering me. I need deliverance. But God is speaking today to you in this rhema word. It's time for you to get into position. Amen. For that baby to be born, amen to God, amen, it can't come out feet first, because if that happens, they say it's breached, baby, and sometimes it might die, and sometimes it might get choked, and some of you are going through some deliverance experience where it's a breach birth, amen, where that you are being choked right now because you are trying to come out of the situation in the wrong position. But God is saying, amen to God, it's time to move back into position. Get back into your prayer life. Get back into your fasting. Get back into position, because you are about to be delivered. That's a word for somebody. You are about to be delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. But to get delivered, you have to be in position. And we're going to talk today, amen, those of you that got your Bibles, amen, 1 John chapter number 4. And those of you that's listening online, again, BibleGateway.com. Just go, we in the King James Version, and type in 1 John 4. And then we're going to go over to 1 Samuel chapter 5. Amen. And those of you that, you know, for time's sake, amen to God, I want you to read that whole first four verses so you can get the understanding of it. But we're just going to read verse 4. And it reads, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And that's going to be what we're going to talk to you about today. We're reminding you that greater is he that's inside of you than what's outside in your atmosphere. The atmosphere is going to change. The atmosphere is going to get rough. The atmosphere is always going to be turbulent and different and changing like seasons. But the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now we're going to go over to 1 Samuel chapter 5. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Amen. Those of you, again, that's following us online, BibleGateway.com. Amen. And type in 1 Samuel and the number 5. "And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. And when the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon its face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place." They set him back up again. "And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon, and both of the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold, and only the stump of Dagon was left to them." Now, what's going on here? What was happening at this particular thing? The Israel, y'all remember the story of the high priest. He had a couple of sons. And the Bible says that, amen to God, he was rebellious. He let his sons do whatever they wanted to do. Mm. And Hophni and Phinehas, those of you remember the story, that they were allowed certain liberties, amen, and their daddy was a high priest. And you know, preacher kids sometimes go through situations. And they were robbing the sacrifices. They were eating up the offerings. They were just out of order. And he wouldn't keep his children in check. And so because of this, because of his disobedience, amen to God, the Bible says that, amen, there was a great battle, and they lost it, and the Ark of Covenant was stolen. But greater is he that is inside of you than he that's in the world. Understand that some of you on this line is going to get kidnapped spiritually. That's just a fact. That a lot of us, sometimes we're going to step out of the will of God, and we're going to find ourselves in certain areas and certain places. This is just what's going to happen. Y'all seen the movie called Taken? Many of y'all saw Taken when he had to tell his daughter when she was disobedient and went somewhere and lied to her father where she was at. She called out to her father and said, "Daddy, I'm hiding under a bed, and there are men that's grabbing around and stuff like that." And he said, "Amen to God. Well, I want you to listen to their voices," he said, "and I want you to see if you can tell how many are in the room." And then he said, "I got something to tell you, and this is a difficult thing. You're about to be taken." And that was a real thing, because there's a consequence for not being in the ark of God. There's a consequence for not being in the will of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, the Ark of Covenant had all this power, and every time you carried it with you, you would always win a battle. But amen to God, when you are not inside of the will of God, amen. Like, in other words, like, as long as you're in your house, you can control the temperature. Amen. If it's too cold, you just walk over to the thermostat and you said, "You know what, I'm going to fix this." And now it's warm. You can change it to 70 degrees. You can change it to 80 degrees. You can change it to 90 degrees. But as long as you are in the house, you can control the temperature. And amen to God. And if you are too cold, as long as you are in the house, you can make it warm. And just say if it's like too cold in your house and they're too hot in your house. If it's too hot, I go to the air conditioning, or I go into the ventilation system and I just press a button. So in other words, whatever the temperature is around me, as long as I'm in the house, I can control what happens to me. I'm safe. The woman of God talked about yesterday about the safest place, amen to God, the secret place of God is in the will of God. So as long as you are inside of him, you protect it. Amen. That's why people get so mad when people die, and these rich families start fighting when people die, because when they are not in the will, they know they are not protected. And when you are not protected, you got a problem with that. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama. Somebody say, "I want to be in the will." Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. A lot of us got rich relatives. A lot of us got folk, amen to God, with insurance policies and whatnot. And when they die, they put people's names in wills and said, "Amen, when I die, give all my money and possessions to this person and give this to this person and that to that person." So, amen, everybody, amen to God, wants to be in a will, because if I'm in the will, I'm protected. Hallelujah. As long as I'm in the will. Amen, amen. So people understand that principle. That's why they get upset. That's why you got people killing over it. You turn on, if you watch those Discovery shows like I do, or A&E shows like I do, you find out that families will kill because they're not in the will, and they're trying to get that money. So being in the will is a very important thing, because there's security in being in the will. There's security being in the house. When it's raining outside and the atmosphere is raining and pouring down rain, and when you're in the house, you're protected. Amen to God. Hallelujah. You could not have a job and you could be broke and whatnot, but when someone dies in your family and they put you in the will, your whole circumstances before that could have been messed up.
Ooh.
When they bring you to the lawyer's office, and they tell you, amen, we don't care that you ain't got no money. We don't care, amen to God, that you ain't got no experience in nothing. We don't care about all that. All I want you to know is that you are in the will.
In the will.
And as of today, when you walk out of this office, amen, your life will change forever. Hallelujah, amen to God. So this is important to be, and somebody say, "I want to be in the will." Amen, amen. I want to be in the will. So we understand, amen to God, that there are people that understand this principle and whatnot. I want to be in the will, but amen to God, but to be in the will, amen to God, there are certain things you have to do. Amen. To be in the will, you have to be a disciple of the teaching to be in the will. Now, a lot of us, we venture outside of the house. And every now and then when you understand that it used to be a time where you could send your kids to ride their bikes outside and you don't worry about them, or you just let them play outside and you said just come back in before it get dark. But people are snatching children off the streets now.
Come on.
People are kidnapping kids. People are coming into your home, amen to God, and opening up your windows and intruding into your house. Now, people are kidnapping these kids at alarming rates, not only children, amen, but they tell me that in Cleveland, amen, this man kidnapped three young ladies, amen, and held them for 10 long years.
That's right.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So understand that amen to God, that every now and then when you venture out of the will, amen to God, you are not protected. When you venture out of the house, you are not protected from the elements. So, amen to God, some of us that's on this line and some of us that are calling in, or some of us that's listening to this message, understand, just like in the movie Taken, some of y'all are going to be kidnapped.
Oh.
And you're going to find yourself outside of the will of God, kidnapped. Amen.
Oh.
And the word kidnapped, amen, false imprisonment. In other words, they don't have a legal right to take you, but they took you. The Bible tells me that this is what happened to the children of Israel when they went and took the stuff. Usually God protects the children of Israel, but when they were outside of the will, like I said, a guy like on those television shows, when you're not in the will, you're not protected. And so, amen to God, that these people were able to come in because they were not in the will. They were able to come into the tabernacle and steal all of the vessels. And some of y'all have been stolen. Some of y'all children have been stolen. You raised them up in the church, but now there are some stolen vessels because somewhere down the line, somebody got out of the will of God. Hallelujah. But understand that even when you are taken, greater is he that is inside of you than he that's in the world. So many of us are going to be spiritually kidnapped. Many of us, amen, when they come in and these home invasions happen, amen to God, they will take the vessels. And the vessels are like the children of God. And how many vessels have you seen? How many preachers have you seen? How many teachers, how many pastors have you seen, amen to God, who've gotten kidnapped because they got out of the will of God? They walked away from the house too far. And when you look out, you no longer see the children. When you look out, amen to God, a year go by and they ain't come back home yet, and you ain't get no letter, and you don't know what happened, but you didn't even know it. But then your child had got kidnapped for 10 years. Many of us that's listening to this phone call had Stockholm Syndrome, and we done fell in love with the kidnapper. Amen. And when you had a chance to run away, amen to God, you stood there. They said, amen to God, that's not where you live at. Why are you still there? You had plenty of chances to run back and whatnot. But because you say to yourself, like the children of Israel, amen, yes, God, you brought me out of the Red Sea. Yes, God, you fed me with the manna. But amen to God, it's better back in Egypt. Hallelujah, because I don't have to work when I'm in Egypt. Amen. Yes, I'm a slave in Egypt, but at least I know I'm going to eat. At least I know. And a lot of us, amen, we get out of the will of God because of that at least. At least my bills was paid. At least I wasn't lonely. At least. And because of that at least, they became outside of the will of God. And now the vessels have been stolen. And when vessels get stolen, they don't just take the vessels. I want to show you what kidnappers do. When they take a vessel, amen, they begin to pollute that vessel. Amen. The holy things were inside of these vessels in the tabernacle. But when they went into the tabernacle and began to steal these vessels and these pastors and preachers and prophetesses and intercessors, when they began to steal them, they emptied out all of the good stuff and all of the spiritual stuff. And look at them as spiritual cups. Amen. Think about them as cups. Amen. Spiritual furniture, spiritual, amen to God, utensils and stuff like that. And you got like cups and stuff. And they take these spiritual cups out of the church. Amen. And they dump them upside down. And now, amen to God, the prayer has been dumped out of them. Now The faith has been dumped out of them. Now, all of this, amen, the protection has been dumped out because they are not in the will of God, because some promises of God are conditional. It got them two letters, the I and the F. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. He said, if. That is a condition. That means if you're doing something, I'm going to do something. But if you don't do this, I won't do this. Like the overseer was teaching us, oh God, on the blessings of God and whatnot. But she also taught us about the cursings of God. Amen. And it's conditional. It's based upon what you do. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So they found themselves kidnapped. Amen, these vessels, they found themselves kidnapped because they weren't in the will of God anymore. And they would go in, and the man of God, Eli had let his children run amok in the church. He had let everything happen. He had let stuff slide and let stuff go and whatnot. But after a while, God got sick and tired of it, amen to God, and he killed his children. And when Eli heard about what happened, the Bible said he fell over backwards and died and whatnot. And then the children of Israel lost the Ark of Covenant. And imagine that the Philistines, when they got the ark, the first thing that they did, well, we're going to dump all of this holy water out onto the ground, and we're going to fill it with alcohol. Amen. I'm going to dump out all of this, amen, incense and holy stuff that's been put inside of it, and I'm going to pollute these cups with, amen, other. I can imagine them using the bathrooms in these cups. Amen. I can imagine them pouring alcohol. They're defiling these cups. Amen. God, and these cups and whatnot, these were vessels. They were, at one time, they were in the church. At one time, they were pastors. At one time, they were intercessors. At one time, but now they have been stolen out of the church. They have been kidnapped. They are you and you and you and you. And if we be real with ourselves, and you have been kidnapped. Amen, amen. And you've been kidnapped because you have gotten out of the will of God. And when you got out of the will of God, it was like a force field. They couldn't get you before, but now when they came, you were able to come in and take your vessels and stuff like that. Now we're looking around in our churches and whatnot, and we're looking at our keyboard player is on drugs. We're looking at, amen, our choir director is dealing with homosexuality. We're looking at our pastors are dealing with adultery. We're looking around at all these stolen vessels. Amen. At one time they had did what God would want them to do. At one time they were anointed. Now they have been kidnapped. And when you are kidnapped, amen to God. We said amen to God earlier that amen to God, you become in love with them because they feed in you. Sometimes they give you a different name. They tell me that when it was a sister, I forget her name, it was a mother, I forget mother's name, when she talks about her daughter a lot. And she said when they kidnapped her daughter, they changed the way her hair looked and they gave her a different name. And so many of us, when we are kidnapped, when you look in the mirror, you don't even recognize yourself from when you first got saved. Amen. You say, like, well, when was the last time you read your Bible like you did when you first got saved? When was the last time that you got on your knees and you stayed there for longer than 5 or 10 minutes? When was the last time you read the Bible and said, I must keep reading till I get a revelation? When? So when you go look in the mirror, you don't recognize yourself.
Yay!
Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So the Bible says that God allowed, amen, the Ark of Covenant to be taken by the Philistine. God allowed your children to be taken. God allowed you to be taken. God allowed that pastor, that prophet, that prophetess, that evangelist, amen, that apostle. God allowed them to be taken because they got out of the will of God. But just because you are taken, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Many of us have been in a kidnapped experience, but God is still inside of you. I know what I'm talking about because when I backslid and I was in a kidnapped experience, every now and then, even in the midst of my kidnappers, God would raise up the tongues in me and I would begin to speak with a new tongue. So I understood that even though I was kidnapped, God was still raising up inside of me saying, this is not your home. This is not where you live. And even though you left me, oh, bless his name, even though you let them take you from me, hallelujah, the Bible says that in greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So when that kidnapped Ark of Covenant was around these sinners and was around these folk, amen, probably laughing because, like, look at that. They were supposed to be so holy, but look, they in here now. They were supposed to be so holy, but look at them. They in the club with us now. They look at them. They were supposed to be so holy, but now they in these kind of relationships. Look at them. They're supposed to be so holy, but now it's here with us. But then the Bible says, amen, that the idol of Dagon, amen, the God that stood beside the ark, they put him beside you to shame God. They stole you out of the temple of God to shame God. But while they thought they was doing it for that, the Bible says that, amen, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. God is going to show them that, yes, you can kidnap my children.
Come on.
Hallelujah, but I'm still inside of them. And the Bible says that when Dagon, amen to God, they left Dagon, the statue, in the room with the Ark of Covenant. And the statue stood so many feet tall, and they worshipped this idol, and they worshipped it, and whatnot. But then God began to move some things. God began to say, I'm not where I was. I'm not where I used to be. I'm not in the church. I'm not, amen to God. But then God understood something, that the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness, there are the other words, that everything in the planet belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. My captors that kidnapped me belong to me. Amen, amen, amen. The idols and these all these statues that they got, they come under me because, amen, God, they tell me that God is so high, you can't go over him. So low, you can't go under him. So wide, you can't go around him. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Many of you find in yourselves in a kidnapped experience. And you find in yourself, Lord, because, amen, it got too rough. And I got out of the will. When I went back and I went to the lawyer's office and I sat in that room and everybody's name was called but mine. And I find out that I'm not in the will and I'm not protected. And, amen to God, and it's dangerous now because it's a recession going on. And it's dangerous now because I'm up in age, God. And it's dangerous now to be out of the will. And, Lord, I need you to do something. Amen. Well, even though they were kidnapped, the Bible says that God shook the statue Dagon. And made it fall to the ground. Amen, amen, amen. Wherever you find yourself at, and you might be kidnapped right now, and you might be saying, amen to God, that, amen, I haven't been where I'm supposed to be. I haven't been in the will of God. I haven't, amen, got the benefits, amen to God. But, amen to God, you left God, but God had never left you. He's been inside of you. I'm a living witness that when you find yourself in another place, God will be there with you, amen to God. It might be an unfamiliar place, but, amen to God, the Bible said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, I am there. Hallelujah. Amen. So Dagon began to rock. Amen to God. And then God had the Ark of Covenant. Amen to God. And you cannot stand before just God. Hallelujah. The Bible says sin cannot even tarry in his sight. So amen to God. Amen. The statue had to take the position of the high priest in the tabernacle. Amen to God. Because wherever the Ark of Covenant is the tabernacle. Wherever, amen, the Spirit of God, that's where the church is. Amen to God. So the Bible says that the statue fell to the ground, and the Philistines were upset. They said, it's like our statue is bowing to him. It's like our statue. Now, this thing is kidnapped. Amen to God. This Ark of Covenant is in our possession. It's supposed to be, amen to God, our property, but our statue is bowing to it, and it's kidnapped. And some of y'all have been in some kidnapped experiences, and you found yourself in places, and you said, Lord, I know I'm not deserving of you to get me out of this. Hallelujah. But God, the Bible says, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will in no wise cast asunder. So the Bible says, just like Samson, when he was standing there because he used to run with all those women, when he was standing there because he told them his secrets, and he was standing between those two pillars and whatnot, and his eyes had been plucked out, and he couldn't see. And some of y'all, amen to God, y'all been in so much pain, and you can't see. Lord, I can't see no way out of this, God. I've been kidnapped. Lord, I can't see. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one. Amen to God. Hallelujah. They done took away my power. They done cut the hair off like Samson. And many of the women, amen to God, listen to this. When they go through situations, a lot of women will cut their hair off to represent that, amen to God, I'm broken. I'm going through something and whatnot. Amen to God. And you find yourself, your hair is cut off. Your eyes are plucked. You can't see straight. You can't even think. You can't even have a 5 minutes to yourself to just have peace. But just like Samson did, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Yes, God, I've been kidnapped. Amen to God. But amen, there is a hostage negotiator in the presence of God. There is a hostage negotiator, amen, at the cross. And amen to God, amen, he don't even care who took you. He don't care how long you've been took. The Bible says, amen to God, that all souls are mine.
Oh,
Samson,
yes,
began to be between these two pillars. Amen. And he said, Lord, amen, I know I messed up. Look at my eyes. I can't even see, Lord. Look at me, God. I'm bound, and I ain't even got no power. But God had to remind him there. He said, yeah, yes, you ain't got no power. And yes, your eyes been plucked out. But guess what? Now you're going to understand that that power never was you in the beginning. Amen. God, it never was you that helped them fight. It never was you that did all that conquering and the wrestling and all that them victories. It was always me. So now I'm about to show you something in the midst of your kidnappers. I'm about to show you something like I had to show the Philistines even when they put me beside their great statue, Dagon. Amen. I'm going to have to show you, amen to God, that no matter, amen, if you can't see right now, and amen to God, no matter where you at, you might be in prison. You might, amen to God, be, amen to God, in a financial situation. You might be in a situation where, Lord, I done gotten some mess this time, and God, I cannot see. But in spite of what you did, in spite of where you are, the Bible says, I'm still God. Hallelujah. He said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So the atmosphere around you is changing, but you find yourself underwater, and Lord, I can't breathe underwater. It's unnatural for me to breathe underwater. Lord, I'm about to drown. But then all of a sudden, God brings his oxygen to you. Amen to God. It's unnatural to breathe underwater, but when you get back in the will of God, amen, I will take you. I will go down in that water with you. I don't care how many miles down you are. Amen to God. We'll do the oxygen thing. I will share oxygen with you and to get you back to the top. Hallelujah. I don't care where you are. You can go into space. Amen to God. And God said, I will find you in space, and I will put an oxygen tent on you in space, and you will be able to breathe in space. And those that are listening to this call right now, God, there is a way. Yes, you've been kidnapped, but God will find a way wherever you are at. If you are on the ground, amen to God, God will send you oxygen. If you are underwater, God will send that oxygen. If you're in space, God, wherever you at. Somebody said, amen to God, amen to God. Can God find me here? Amen. Somebody need to say it out loud. Can God find me here? You know what your here is. You know where you at. Amen. Those of you that have been kidnapped, those of you, amen to God, that have been snatched up out of the temple, those of you vessels have been polluted, amen to God, that have took out the holy oil and filled it with waste. They have took out your mind. Your mind is that holy vessel. Amen. They have stole your mind, and they have poured out all the good stuff. They have poured out all your faith. They have poured out all your hope. They have poured out everything, and they replaced your mind with worry, and they replaced your mind with, amen to God, foolishness. They replaced your mind, amen to God, with anxiety, and all of this stuff is inside this cup. But God is saying, amen, a lot
greater
he that's inside of me than he that's in the world. So then the Dagon statue, and you begin to read 1 Samuel chapter 5, and then you begin to read 1 Samuel chapter 6, and you begin to see that amen to God, that God locked that statue so much that, amen, that Dagon statue fell to the ground, and the hands split up, and the bodies broke apart, and amen to God, the Philistines said, we are cursed. We have to bring it back. We have to get it around from around us. After a while, you will get uncomfortable, amen, God, around your kidnappers. Amen, God, because something about God going to raise up inside of you. Yes, you left God, but God has never left you, amen, God. Somebody said, amen, God, down in my soul cried holy. Amen, God, hallelujah. Something on the inside started to work on the outside and tell me from this phone call, from this message, to go ahead. So Dagon fell and it was broken and the Ark of Covenant was standing there. And they came in the next day and they said, not only did he knock him down and make him bow to him, the next day he broke that statue. Amen to God. I'm telling you, amen to God, that if you let God raise up in you from this phone call, God will break every statue that's beside you. God will break everything that's around you holding you down. He will break every thought. He will bring everything into captivity that's been around you, because God said, greater is he that is inside of me than he that's in the world. So they begin to see Dagon, and Dagon's gone, and now their God is gone. So they said, we got to get this thing out of here. After a while, those of you that have been kidnapped, you don't even fit in around your friends anymore. Amen. They said, you killing my high. You don't want to make love anymore. You, amen to God, don't want to, amen to God, go and talk about people and gossip anymore. Amen. It's uncomfortable to have you around us now. So we got to carry you out and send you somewhere else. And then you begin to notice that the friends start to fall off. Because you ever notice when you move, nobody want to help you move? Amen. They don't want to pick up their phone. They all got an excuse. You say, I'm moving. And nobody want to help you move. And you call them every other time. You want to get high, they're there. You want to have sex, they're there. You want to do this and gossip, they're there. But now when you tell them, I'm moving. And somebody on this phone tonight, this afternoon, this morning, amen, from this call, amen, God, yes, you've been kidnapped, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And from this call, you are moving. And people ain't going to want to help you move. But every now and then, you're going to have to move by yourself. Hallelujah. Amen to God. You're going to have to get up by yourself. Amen to God. If nobody want to give me their car, amen to God, I would just walk with my boxes a couple of times. If nobody want to help me carry this, I'll carry it myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Bible says, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. There's a cross for everyone, and there's one for me. So, amen, you'll find yourself moving now. Amen. The kidnapper don't want me no more because, amen, I done made his life hell. Amen. At one time when he kidnapped me, I was doing what he was doing. I had Stockholm Syndrome. When he smoked, I smoked. When they got high, you got high. When they made love, you made love. When they gossiped, you gossiped. But then all of a sudden, something happening inside your spirit. And the greater began to come out of you. And all of a sudden, God got uncomfortable around that, and he killed the statue that's around you. I'm telling you, that stuff around you that's been around you, once you make up your mind to come back to the Lord and make your escape, amen, watch those statues start to fall around you. Watch those jobs and whatnot and people that were, amen, over you and was covering you and was messing with you and whatnot. Watch them start to disappear. Watch them start to crumble. Watch those enemies start to crumble and whatnot. Amen. Those that came at you one way and they flee in several other ways. You watch them, amen to God. Amen. God's going to slay them. God's going to move them out the way, and your gift is going to begin to make room for you. Dagon began, amen, to just lose all his credibility. Amen. When you were around a real God. And I'm telling you, you listening to this call, amen, from this message, your idols that's been in your life is starting to lose all credibility. Amen, amen. Stuff that you thought that it was them, and you realize that it was God. You realize that it was God, amen, that kept you, amen, God, when you lost that job. You realize it was God that kept you when you lost that wife. You realize it was God that kept you when you lost that husband. You realize it was God that kept you when you got that diagnosis, amen, God. All of a sudden now, amen, just like, amen to God, Dagon had to sit down beside the Ark of Covenant laying on his face. The Bible says he stayed on his face all night long. All night long, that statue had to come into, amen, awareness and said, amen to God, I have lost all my credibility. The people know that this is the real God. And we're saying that to somebody today. Amen, that thing that you have believed in and that you put before God, that idol is gone now. Hallelujah, amen. It's time to get back in the will of God. It's time to get protected. God wants to protect you. God wants to put you in his plan. But all you need to do is like just let go and let God. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Hallelujah.
Evangelist Bernard, praise the Lord.
Woo. Praise the Lord. I can't say nothing today, but let the church say amen. God gave him that word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In your hands,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not to say today, but amen. Oh.
God bless. You know, we have quite a few callers on the line, and we have pastors and prophetess, ministers, and different ones. But I'm going to go to them. But please be patient and hold on because this is.
I know anybody can, but
we're going
hallelujah,
to be a minister, Democrat. We're going to
916-6897. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, then. So we went there. We had got no response. I thought it was prophetess. But anyway, we're going to go back up. We got quite a few pastors and prophetess on the line, but some of them came on before. So please don't hang up. I'm going to get to you as soon as I can. Okay, prophetess Glover.
Glover,
prophetess.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, then, prophetess Darlene Davis.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, everyone. I truly give God praise on today. I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the overseer. I thank God for each and every one of you. I don't even know what to say, but thank you, Lord. Just thank God. Great man of God. Keep on doing what God's telling you to do. Keep
thank
on preaching the word. We did get a fresh word. We did get fresh oil. And I thank God because you had something for everyone in that word. And so
hallelujah.
I am praising God, and I feel churchy, like you say.
All right.
I just thank God for you and continue to go. Continue to go forward. Life was changed on the day. Hearts were moved. You did a great work today. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Coming to you, Pastor Miracle.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Pastor Miracle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, what a word. You know, just thank God for the truth today, you know, for those that have been kidnapped, that, you know, you can come home. I'm telling you, it was just amazing. And so I was tremendously blessed. And I'm telling you, we're here in the sanctuary of God's house, and we had a few members here, and we just had it on blast. So we all got blessed. We had church. We're grateful for the word of God, and we're just grateful to God for New Destinies Ministry and this entire station. Man of God, you blessed us today. So thank God for you, Liberal Democrat.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. A miracle. Okay, we're going to, here we go, Provoke Friday, Pastor Hamilton.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world. Greater is he that is in me than the evil that's in the world. Greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in this world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man of God, you blessed me today because I don't have to worry about what's going on in this world anymore.
Come on.
I can let the spirit that lives inside of me be greater than anything else I can ever imagine.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You bless me, man of God. Greater is he that lives in me than the evil that lives in the world. Let's say it right there. You bless me, man of God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of the anointing, the yokes are destroyed. Ha! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Jesus.
Well, we
wonderful.
Bless you, Jesus. I love you, man of God. Great word.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Great word.
Iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and all the callers. Liberal minister, liberal Democrat, that just summed it up.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
I keep coming into this and then this happening. Why I keep coming? Because you have to be careful when the Lord is blessing you. You have to be careful letting your circle, and you have to be careful who you want to bless as well, because your blessing is for everybody.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
God, that this just sums it up. You will be kidnapped if you don't pay attention and if you don't stay in God's will, because you can be easily led astray. And I think that message so, and thank you for praying for me yesterday. That was powerful. I really appreciate it. It really helped me, and I thank you for praying for me. That was
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And that word today,
God,
so many people. I'm gonna text message so many people to please go to YouTube or to the archives and listen to that.
Yes,
that was
God.
A power hit.
Yes,
that was
God.
The beginning of a great year. That's all I need. That was
all right,
like,
Holy Ghost.
Such a power hit for me, and it's so
really
for me to understand a lot of things that's going on right now. And I thank you for that rhema word. And greater in me than he that is in the world. God is always there for us, and we just got to trust him and give it to him. And I thank you for that word. I thank you, and God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Jesus.
Sister Verona.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints and people of God, of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Man of God, I just bless the Lord for you. I bless you because you were obedient to God today, and the word of God came through today. That was a word in your mouth, and I know it was from God. I put on my heart.
Hallelujah.
It was iron sharpens iron, but I'll add to that, like the word said, the word cuts like a two-edged sword. So if it didn't hit you one way, it got you another way.
All right.
But
it
accomplished what it was set out to do. And I just thank God today, and I thank God for the Destiny Ministry. I know God is moving in this ministry because this word is just coming upon word, just precept upon precept. I'm telling you, God is just awesome in how he does things if we get in his will and stay in the place. He will hear. He will line things up and just set it out there, and
thank
all we got to do is just stand and wait and listen and hear, and God will show up.
I receive that, Holy
Thank
Ghost.
Lord today. Bless you all, men and women, God today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Going to Evangelist Doris, if you can have a word. Evangelist Doris.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. I have three people in here. We were blessed by the world. Thank you so much, Liberal Democrat. I so look forward to your teachings. It's just really inspiring. Thank you, and God bless you. May he continue to use you.
Thank you.
Amen.
I receive that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
We had quite a few on the line, but they probably had the tender things. We had 17 callers on the line. That's just truly a blessing. I'm going to say, Minister Democrats, you know, I got your minister in front of you. It was just a blessing. This anointing was a right now word, and the Lord is elevating you and elevating this word, and each and every one, they come on with the anointing.
My God.
Every day it go higher and higher. So I don't know. Out on the floor by Saturday. I said, Lord, I thank you. So, Minister Democrat, I mean, you always ready to receive, and you always ready to come forth with God's people. You always give a rhema word, and like Evangelist Bernard said, you have blessed this broadcast, and we just thank Jesus Christ for sending you on this broadcast and coming
you,
on and being part of this family. So God bless, and we love you dearly. Back over to you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I tell you, I'm just so full right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Bible says we don't even know what to pray for as we are.
Yes,
but
God.
The Holy Ghost make it intercession for you. Hey, sometimes we praying for things that we don't really need. Oh, hallelujah. But when you allow the Holy Ghost to intercede on your behalf,
my God.
He sees things in the spirit. He know what's in you. He know what's in your thoughts. Hallelujah.
That's
he
right.
knows what's in your thoughts. Sometimes our eyes see things that God ain't ready for to give to us.
My Lord.
And that's why the Bible said we know not what to pray for as we ought. Because you're praying for a cause. But you need to be praying for the blood to cover your child before he's kidnapped.
That's
right. Yeah, Jesus, we're praying for a house. Hallelujah. But we don't know next month a lock might be on our breast. We're praying for a wardrobe.
My God.
Yes, glory to God. We need to be praying for God to regulate our sugar.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
We're praying, hallelujah, wondering why God promoted Sally and not me. But do you know Sally have made some sacrifices that you didn't make? Do you know Sally put back a plate for 10 days? Hallelujah, while you was eating up everything you could see?
My God.
We don't know what to pray for as we are.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, I heard liberals today.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I heard him.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and as he speaking, that's why I'm so full of this.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God.
I remember when my daughter was murdered. Hey, glory to God.
My Lord.
I remember I was praying for the Lord to bring out that environment.
Bring out.
But I wasn't specific in my request.
My God.
The Lord brought her out and all of our children that day when she was murdered. I wasn't specific. I should have said, Lord, bring my child out and our children out where they can live a better life.
My God.
He would have a hedge about them. I just said, bring her out.
My God.
I heard what he said. Some of us are going to be kidnapped this year.
My God.
But we have to be alert. We have to pay attention to our environment.
That's right.
He talked about the young girl. Her father gave her some instructions. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And that's what God is doing on this line. He's giving us some instructions.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. That child begins to listen to those kidnappers' talk. And each one of them had a distinctive voice. That's why her father advised her, listen to their voice, sweetheart. And that's how some of you come on the line and the prophets is on the line. They've never seen your face.
My Lord.
All they do is hear your voice. Because guess what? When you speak, God allows somebody to discern what you're going through. God allows somebody to know. You don't have to tell nobody your business. When you open up your mouth, if a prophet or a prophetess is on the line, they can tell you what you're going through. You know why? Because they've spent some time on their faces prostrate, laying before God, where God can sharpen their discernment.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Out your belly.
Hallelujah,
well,
Lord.
If you'll never preach again, God gave you that word today, and it was in your belly.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God gives you a word, you don't have to study. You don't have to prepare. All you have to do is be obedient. All you have to do is hear the voice of God.
My God, my God, my God.
You have preached today. I'm done.
Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. All right, Holy Ghost.
I bless you for this one today.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We,
the man of God, we just want to let you all know tomorrow. I'm ready to be praised. We and all, we've been receiving some good and feasting at the table from the end of last year, and we're in the 15th day of the new year. Every day, God has fed us some manna.
Thank you, Jesus.
Manna. We don't get no leftovers on this line. Ah! But I heard a liberal Democrat preach the message, say, hey, we need some leftovers because those leftovers have to feed somebody. But God has been giving us fresh oil. We all better take advantage of it. Tomorrow we're going to have the former presiding prelate of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith, the senior bishop, the bishop of the diocesan bishop of the state of Michigan.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll be with us tomorrow. So those of you that are in ministry and you're aspiring to go to another level, I dare you to call in tomorrow. Bishop Alfred will give you some wise instructions.
Thank you, Lord.
And some guidelines and some principles on tomorrow on how to take your ministry to the next level, on how to balance your family along with the ministry that God has given you. This man of God has been preaching and teaching for over 60 some odd years. He's the father of 12 children. Imagine teaching and preaching the gospel with 12 children.
My God.
With a wife that you have to support, and about 75 or 85% of your time is dedicated to ministry. Hey, the other 15% may be dedicated to your wife and your 12 children. You talking about a trailblazer. You talking about a legacy. You talking about somebody that has went on, amen, and has done the things that God has instructed him to do. Amen. He's going to tell you how he went from the full house to the whole house. Amen. He went from having to cut his own hair to now he's in living in a mansion. Amen.
My God, my God.
You know why? Because he was obedient. You know why? Because he dedicated his life to the Lord. You know why? Ah, God, we told you this year, your blessings this year are going to rest in your obedience.
Thank you,
this Lord. Man of God obeyed God. Now at 85 years old, he ain't suffering for nothing. And he still got a mind to preach and teach. He still got a mind to mentor
young ministers
and young elders and bishops and prophets. You can sit at his feet and he'll teach you something. So I tell you, encourage your friends and those that are in the gospel, even if you're not a leader. We all are ministers. We all are commanded and have been commissioned to witness to souls. Amen. So he'll be on the line tomorrow. Sign in early, because if you don't, you're going to miss something. Amen. So we just thank God for the man of God. I tell you, I have tears in my eyes.
My Lord, you have
freaked that out of your belly, and it didn't take all day. Ha!
Sure, amen.
40 minutes, you had to wipe this all out.
My Lord.
Back to you for the final comments, and you can pray us on off the line. Amen.
Okay, now before
you
go,
with the word today.
Before you go there, Minister Democrat, seemed like what's her name? Sister, what's her name? Albertine dropped off. She back up here. Let me see if she, what happened with her. I'm opening up. Sister Albertine?
Yes.
Have anything else? I see you came back.
Yeah,
dropped.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Minister, the Lord told me to tell you that there is two things you've been asking for. And
my Lord.
personal and one of them was general to do with your business. And he said the personal thing, he's already given it to you. Just
my
look
Lord.
For it. It's right in front of your face. You got it already. You just have to really look. And then the general thing he said is just to trust him. And he said to just make sure, just trust him.
Yes, God.
And you have to just kind of, I know it seems a little far-fetched, but he said just to trust him. It's a business thing you're doing. He said to trust him. No matter what, just trust him. He's got you.
Amen. I receive it, Holy Ghost. Amen. I receive it. Amen. Amen.
That word last night to give to you. And he said, trust him. The personal thing is already right there in front of your face. You already have it. And
all right.
What you're doing, he said, just trust him. Whatever this is you're doing, he's got you. It's okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive
that's
it.
That's your word. That's the word he gave
it.
For you. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Now, your sister, she's coming home. God is going to do it with so greatness and ease. She's coming home, not to worry. She's going to be home.
All right. I receive that.
All right, Holy Ghost.
She's coming
Amen.
Home.
Decree and declare it, Holy
Thank
Ghost. I receive
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
He said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's coming home. She's coming home.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless,
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Go ahead. Minister Democrat, I'm sorry. It's yours. You can go ahead on and whatever the Lord gave you and then close out like Evangeline always say, but she came
Thank
up and dropped. So God bless. It's on back to you, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God, amen. Those of you that have Twitter, definitely follow the ministry at New Destiny 54 on Twitter. Amen to God. And you can also follow, amen, again, on Facebook. Amen to God. Adrian Bernard and whatnot, and Sister Ruby Larry and whatnot. So God bless you, those that tuned in. And understand that even though you may have gotten kidnapped, amen, amen. Greater is he that's inside of you. It's not the atmosphere. It's not where you at right this second. No matter where you ended up at, God is still greater than the situations on the outside. Amen. Every head bowed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, right now, God, we ask, oh God, that this, oh God, words fall on good ground. Amen to God, that amen to God, that somebody right now, God, hallelujah, amen, that they would have strength, oh God, to leave their kidnapper, God, that they would have strength, oh God, to break free, to run, God, amen, amen, and get away from the Stockholm Syndrome, God, amen to God, to not, amen, when they have opportunity to run, they just stay there, but God, amen, from this, before they hang up, as they hang up, give them a mind to run, God, hallelujah, amen to God, and to leave, amen to God, that situation and run back into your will, God, where they is protection, God. We pray this right now, God, wherever they at, wherever that house is at, oh God, wherever that home is at, wherever that apartment is at, wherever that car is parked, oh God, wherever that laptop is set up at, God, amen. Put that spirit in them to run, amen, from the kidnapper, to run right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Run. Amen. If you are listening to this message, amen, we are touching and agreeing with you with the authority to run. Amen. To don't think about it, but run in the name of Jesus and flee from that kidnapper back into the will of God. We pray right now that the angels, amen, go into them, oh God, their atmosphere, wherever they at, amen to God, and protect them as they are running, God. Give them the strength to run. Be that wind up under their wing, oh God, as they begin to run, God. Hallelujah. Every soul, every intercessor on this line, touching and agreeing with you right now that you have the ability, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your situation, if you are being spiritually kidnapped, run right now. Flee back into the will of God. And watch God do a thing. God, right now from this prayer, amen to God, that Dagon statue is fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. Whatever it was that was put beside of the vessel of God that kidnapped you, it's fallen. It's fallen. Run in the name of Jesus. Run right now back into the will of God. We give you strength. Amen to God. We pray with you right now. The angels more with you than against you right now. We pray right now with those angels, God, that you send them. amen, that amen of God, that they can flee and will get no hurt, harm, or danger, that there will be no backlash, no retaliation, amen, to those intercessors that's praying right now. And somebody is praying right now, amen of God, hallelujah. Somebody say run right now, amen, give them the strength. Somebody say run in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody tell them to run in the name of Jesus, that from your prayer and from your interceding for them right now, whoever they are, amen, that they will have, after they hang up this phone, after they log off, that they will run from that kidnapper. We speak this into your life in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, run, ha! Huh? Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, ha! Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Run, ha! Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. When you hang up the phone, run, hallelujah. When you clog off, run, ha! Run back into the will of God, hallelujah. You've been kidnapped too long, run, ha! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. Sister Patrice, did she come on?
Thank you, Jesus.
Patrice?
Hallelujah.
She's not on now. She was on.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Not on now. But anyway, we're going to close out with, what did I have there? Oh, nobody's greater. Let's put that on.
All right.
And ask it for your guidance.